These are the happenings in your community. Thank you for joining this edition of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
Welcome to Community Comment with Terry Bell on 95.3 WBEV, presented by Professional Floor Covering, a locally owned Abbey Design Center located at 713 Park Ave in Beaver Dam. They are locally owned. Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space. They have over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window furnishings. It's so much more than floors. There's a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, and shower inserts, and more. They also have Pro Edge sharpening that is located right inside of Professional Floor Covering. They offer a full service blade sharpening shop and sharpens blades of all kinds. If it has an edge, they will sharpen it. Get those lawnmower blades in now. They also do saw blades, drill bits, hole saws, knives, scissors, chipper blades, egg blades, and almost everything else with an edge. Call 920-887-8341 or go to proflr.com for all your needs. Here is Community Comment with Terry Bell.
Thank you so much, Ashley. It is great to be back with you. It's the start of a new week, and we have so much to talk about today. Our guests are Beaver Dam Mayor Bobby Mark and Beaver Dam's new administrator, Larry Berkey. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you, Terry. Happy to be here.
Of course. Well, since this is Larry's first appearance on our show, Larry is, people may know, but we can back up, the previous city administrator, Nathan Teal, resigned in springtime. A search was conducted over the summer, and Larry was hired maybe about a month ago, Larry?
Yep, I think I'm on day 32.
Okay, so yeah pretty much about exactly a month. I thought maybe now would be a good time for you to get acquainted with WBEV's listeners. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, thanks, Terry. Obviously, I'm thrilled to be here. I'm thrilled for the opportunity. Community service is really what I focused my entire life on and giving back to the community I live in. Of course, my wife and I were looking at moving to Beaver Dam. We're taking a look at some houses now, and eventually we'll get here. But we gotta take our time, make sure we get to the right place.
You mentioned you're moving to Beaver Dam. Yep. In your career, your past stops have been in western Wisconsin.
Yes.
So the change of scenery, do you think that presents some challenges or maybe some advantages?
Well, the scenery is beautiful in western Wisconsin, the bluffs, the hillsides, the wooded forestry. But I am looking forward to moving. I do appreciate Beaver Dam. We have a lot of opportunity here. The soil, the flat land in some areas makes it pretty substantial when it comes to development opportunities. You'll see that we have a significant number of interchanges and access to Highway 151, which also makes us a very attractive community for development. For those reasons, I think Beaver Dam's got a very bright future. We're a community with a thriving downtown. We're a community with great transportation access. And there's a population here that really values adding jobs and business and tax base. So, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the change of culture. I'm looking forward to the prospect of serving the community.
You mentioned the exits on 151, those access points. Do you feel that is an asset that the city is doing a good job of making enough of, or do you think there's room to do more?
You know, that's a tough question on day 32. I'll tell you, I think that the interchange is an incredible asset for the community. All four, five, six of them. I think we've got five right now.
Five, I believe.
But in the future, as the community continues to grow, growing along 151 is going to be key. And so as far as the value of those interchanges, I would argue that's probably some of the best development potential properties within the area. That access means a lot to adding tax base.
Maybe Bobby can speak to this too, but I know that the city council was looking for a number of qualities in a new administrator, somebody who could wear a lot of hats. And Bobby, I guess, what is it about Larry's background that made him a particularly appealing candidate?
There were quite a few things. I know when the council and the committee, the folks that were involved in hiring, we were looking for experience, a broad range of experience, and Larry has decades of experience in a variety of settings and locations. We were looking for someone who had been successful in other communities when it came to economic development, and Larry had those items on his resume. We were looking for someone who had either education and or experience with city planning. That's one area where we felt as a community we have not had a strong history of proactive city planning. We've kind of been more reactive, and so we thought it would be helpful for us to have someone who has some professional knowledge about how to go about making sure that future growth for the city is optimized. And he has some city planning, both education and experience. So all of those things came together. And we were looking for someone who had the right personality traits in terms of someone who's a good communicator, someone who we feel comfortable with, and so we feel like we kind of got the whole package. So,
wow, thank you.
It is only day 32, but yeah, so far, so good.
We need to take a break right here, but we will be right back. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Join ESPN Beaver Dam's Corey Sparks, Wally Lukaczynski, and Wade Bates in a Cover 5 pool. It's simple. Each week, pick 5 games against the spread. Then whoever finishes with the most points is a weekly winner. Points will be amassed based on that team's performance against the spread. Compete all season long for your chance at weekly prizes and bragging rights. The contest runs during the NFL regular season only from September 2nd to January 4th. The grand prize is a trip to none other than the amazing Chula Vista Resort and Water Park for 4, plus 4 rounds of 18 holes and 2 GPS-enabled golf carts at Coldwater Canyon Golf Course, as well as dining passes. Weekly prize winners can claim an ESPN Beaver Dam hat.
Must be 18 years or older to enter. One delay valid to a driver's license.
Simply download the Cover 5 app and join the ESPN Beaver Dam League by entering code BD2025. Earn your chance to claim those prizes. Join Cover 5 today.
From the floor to the ceiling and the walls in between, you'll find it on sale at Professional Floor Covering during the October Gold Tag Sale. Hi, this is Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering, inviting you to shop and save during the October Gold Tag Sale. Save on every Abbey carpet in the store. Abbey carpets give you durability and beauty with a 60-day quality assurance guarantee. No questions asked. Shop our Staten carpet line, offering high quality, beautiful designer patterns and styles. You'll find an impressive selection of stock carpet to shop with 40 rolls to choose from. We're also making it easy for you to go green with a renewable resource. Check out our wool carpet display for a durable, natural stain fighter option that looks and feels great. Shop and save all month long during the October Gold Tag Sale at Professional Floor Covering, 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam, and online at proflr.com.
It's all he ever talked about, all he wanted to do. When he wasn't out somewhere gambling, he was doing it here at home, on his phone, his computer, until that call to the Problem Gambling Helpline.
He kept calling in, just didn't seem like himself. Now, he's one of the best workers I've got.
He was missing my games, my school stuff. Not anymore. I've got my dad back.
It's like he disappeared. He's my best friend, but he never had time for me anymore. Until he called the free Problem Gambling Helpline.
They call it the invisible addiction, but everyone can see it. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, help and hope are just a call, text, or click away. Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. Gamble responsibly, and everyone's a winner. A message brought to you by the Wisconsin Lottery.
providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV. Here is Terry Bell.
Thank you so much, Ashley. We're talking about all things happening at City Hall and Beaver Dam that affect us throughout the city. Speaking of which, we invite you to join the program if you have a question or comment for Mayor Bobby Mark or City Administrator Larry Berkey. Our phone number, talk or text line is 920-887-8585, or you can call us right here at the studio line at 885-4446. Another new development personnel-wise on the City Council, there has been a vacancy in the District 6 representation, and you're currently scouring the district for potential candidates. How is that going?
Exactly. Well, so far we have had no one step forward, but there still is time. Anyone who's interested in serving on council, we have 14 alders, and they're doing a great job. A really dedicated group of folks, but we need to fill the vacancy when Ken Anderson, who was the representative for District 6 for a long time, he stepped down. And if there is anyone who's interested, I would love to, if they have questions, I would be happy to speak with them. Being an alder does not take as much time, I don't think, as people think. I know when I became an alder, I was a little worried about that, and it really is a very manageable, extremely part-time job. I would say between 6 and 10 hours per month, and 10 hours would be mostly like in the month of September or October when you're working. There's usually a budget workshop, so there's a few extra meetings. But otherwise, it's very manageable, and I don't know if most people realize it is a paid position. You earn $3,900 a year for your 6 to 10 hours per month. A lot of it is simply reading email, and not even a particularly large amount of that. The other great thing about being an alder that I learned is no matter what kind of issue or question came up, there are professional people on staff who are more than happy to help you either find the answer or give you the answer or to refer citizens to. So it really is a very, I enjoyed my time as an alder. And so I would love to encourage anyone. District 6, it's on the eastern part of the city. It starts just south of the hospital, and it runs north. It's kind of a long, skinny district, goes up just past, I think up to Prospect Avenue. And, yeah, we're looking for anyone. This person who would accept this position would only have the position until April. So it would give them kind of a chance to test it out, and then after that they would have to run, because that's when Ken's term was up this coming April. So it would be a great opportunity for someone without having to run a campaign to get a taste of what it's like to be an alder. And I can speak from experience when I joined council that the rest of the alders were all very warm and welcoming and more than willing to fill you in and help you get up to speed. So I can speak. My experience was a very positive one.
I imagine, there are all kinds of people who have an opinion about how the city should be run. This is an opportunity for you to, get off the sidelines and into the game and actually help form policy.
Exactly. It's a great opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Yeah, and I just want to say, if they're interested, they have until the 31st. And what they need to do is just stop in the city clerk's office, and there's a form that they just have to sign. And then we're hoping that we'll have enough candidates, or at least one candidate, so that on November 3rd at our council meeting, which is at 7:30 on November 3rd, that we're going to ask all the candidates who are interested just to stand up and give us like a 2 to 3 minute little summary of, who they are and why they would be a good alder. And then depending on what the council decides to go forward, we may vote and decide that evening on the person to fill the position, or we may postpone it till the following meeting. But the interested person would need to stop in the city clerk's office by the end of the month and then appear on November 3rd before the council.
And as you mentioned, this term is only until April. So anybody who may have been thinking about running in April may have this chance to kind of, you know, streamline the position, so to speak, not have to subject themselves to a campaign and see how they like it before they decide to really campaign for the job.
Yeah, it's a great shot. So,
all right. Other things happening around the city, an opportunity for recycling electronics.
Yes, this is something actually I was going to talk about at the last time I was here, and
okay.
We ran out of time.
Oops.
But something I'm personally very excited about, that the city has partnered with a corporation called Digital Red, and at no cost to the city, citizens are able to recycle computers, monitors, TVs, cell phones, printers, cords, all of that kind of electronic, that e-waste that in many cities you have to pay to get rid of. And here in Beaver Dam, due to this partnership, all you have to do is show up at the Department of Public Works on the north side of town. They're open from 7 to 3:30 every day, and you can drop that stuff off. So it keeps it out of the landfill, which I'm very excited about. And they, to be honest, I don't know what the company does with it, but the company takes it all away for us at no charge.
Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, this is a great opportunity because, as you mentioned, in several communities, you have to pay to get rid of your old computers, your old TVs. And this would be a great opportunity to unload all of that for free, no cost to you.
Exactly, exactly. And it's keeping it out of the landfill, so
it's a win-win. The DPW on the north side, weekdays from 7 to 3:30.
Yeah, and there's a complete list of all the many items that are accepted. If you go on the city website and under the DPW tab, they have a list of all the things that they'll accept.
So. Okay, very good. This is something that is happening on the county level, but I imagine in many ways it does affect us here in Beaver Dam, and that is the Dodge County Comprehensive Plan. And I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, the state requires local governments to submit the comprehensive plan every 10 years, I believe. And, you know, I mean, it may be a good idea for many reasons, but it's also a requirement. And Dodge County is currently in the process of coming up with their next comprehensive plan.
Exactly. And the city just recently completed theirs. And the planning process is important because you're getting sort of the vision of what you want your community to look like in the future. But then it is the document that is used day to day as we move forward and start to make decisions. So it's an important document. And I just wanted to put in a plug because I know that Dodge County on Tuesday from 5 to 7 at the Clearview Building, they will be having an open house, and they're going to be unveiling a draft of their comprehensive plan. And it'll be an opportunity for people to see what their vision for Dodge County is and a chance to give some input as the county goes forward. And, you know, the city and the county, we work together. And so it's important that, you know, we have some knowledge of what everybody's thinking and what our plans are going forward.
Now, speaking of having an opportunity to get involved, people can certainly, even this is, I don't know how far along the process is, but it sounds like there is still time for people who have a strong feeling or an idea can participate in the process and maybe see something that's knocking around their head become reality.
Yeah, again, I'm not deeply involved in the county process, but it is a chance for citizens to get involved. So, yeah, anytime citizens can kind of give their two cents, I think it's important.
Very good. We need to take a break for the news, but we will be right back in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes, that'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes.
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in Wisconsin, because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
From the biggest stars to the greatest moments, Behind the Bucks is Bucks history like you've never heard it before. Go behind the scenes of the Emmy-nominated Giannis documentary. Get the real story of the blockbuster trade for Damian Lillard. Hear the origin of Bucks in Six. It's all on Behind the Bucks on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Available now on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, and wherever you get podcasts.
Whether you're waking up or getting ready to hit the hay, you can always count on great content from 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge in the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Amazon's cloud computing service experienced a major outage today, disrupting services around the world, including Snapchat, Roblox, Amazon's Ring, and Alexa services. Most have now been restored as they continue looking into exactly what happened. Detectives in Paris keeping the Louvre closed for another day following the jewel heist on Sunday morning, the thieves making off with priceless French crown jewels.
The raid lasted all of 7 minutes before they escaped on scooters. But the gang seems to have dropped the 200-year-old crown of Empress Eugenie, Napoleon's wife. It was damaged but recovered at the scene.
That's ABC's James Longman in Paris outside the museum. Prince Andrew agreeing to give up his royal titles, including the Duke of York, following years of scandals and questions about his acquaintances, including one-time friend Jeffrey Epstein. President Trump hosting the Prime Minister of Australia at the White House, an Oval Office meeting coming up shortly. This is ABC News.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. We're working on getting details about a fire last night in Horicon. It reportedly happened at Danny Boy's Irish Pub on East Lake Street. An assistant Dodge County DA is running for judge. Sean Woller would succeed Brian Fitzinger, who announced his retirement last week. Woller brings more than a dozen years of experience as a prosecutor to the race. The election is in April. Thousands of people around Wisconsin took part in 60 No Kings protests against President Trump on Saturday, including in Beaver Dam. The crowd in Milwaukee is estimated at 16,000. Another 15,000 turn out in Madison. Protesters say Trump acts more like a king than a president. Trump supporters say Democrats are appeasing far-left groups. 110 people were killed by domestic violence in Wisconsin last year. 2024 was one of the worst years on record. Advocates call it the consequence of a systemic failure, with funding for domestic violence programs being cut at a time when demand for their services are on the rise. It's pheasant hunting season in Wisconsin. Hunters can bag 2 roosters a day from now until January 4th. The Department of Natural Resources is planning to stock roughly 75,000 pheasants on more than 80 properties statewide. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at dailydodge.com.
Mainly cloudy skies expected today, with daytime highs approaching 64. Winds out of the south, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, rain showers likely, lows dip down to about 41. Chance for showers tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 49, mainly cloudy skies expected. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Currently, it's 53 degrees.
Busy days and rising prices got you down? Shop smarter at the Market at Beaver Dam, where fresh meals, friendly faces, and real savings make all the difference. Swing by Granny's Bakery and Deli for homemade grab-and-go meals the whole family will love. Then head to Grandpa's Sausage Kitchen for bold, hearty flavors that bring everyone to the table. Don't forget to swing through the liquor department, perfect for pairing with dinner or unwinding after a long day. For even more value, use your My Market app for extra savings when you shop the Market at Beaver Dam.
1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV are proud to be South Central Wisconsin's spot for local high school play-by-play. High school sports fans are passionate, loyal, and hold on to a lifetime of memories. You can be a part of those memories and build your business's brand along the way by partnering with us to sponsor high school sports. For more info on how you can become part of the excitement, leave a message at 920-885-4442 or click the Contact Us tab at DailyDodge.com.
Insulate your next project and save big money with Knauf Fiberglass Insulation at Menards. From cut to length rolls to pre-cut batts and blow-in insulation, Menards has everything you need to add comfort and energy efficiency to your home. Plus, you can add even more savings with federal tax credits on qualifying energy-efficient upgrades ending soon. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Community Comment with Terry Bell on 95.3 WBEV, presented in part by McKinstry's Home Furnishing. If you close your doors in your home when company comes because of your inferior interior, McKinstry's Home Furnishings can help. They will be happy to sit down with you, discuss your decorating ideas, and formulate a complete plan for any and all the rooms in your home. Just bring them measurements and pictures of your room. Determine any items you wish to keep. Then they can discuss your paint colors, furniture styles, area rugs, and accessories. Combining your ideas and their expertise, you will achieve the room plan you desire while working within your budget. That's all there is to it. Stop in and see them today at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts. Here is Community Comment with Terry Bell.
Thank you so much, Ashley. We're talking about things happening at City Hall in Beaver Dam. If you would like to weigh in, we invite you to join the conversation. If you have a comment or a question, you can call or text 920-887-8585. Or you can call the studio line at 885-4446. The city works closely with the Chamber of Commerce. I know that the organization shares a lot of the city's goals, and there's been a lot happening with Chamber lately in terms of helping encourage new businesses to start up or maybe move to a location, different location.
Yeah, in fact, the last month has been a lot of fun, Terry, because, and I'm glad you mentioned that, talked about the Chamber of Commerce as an organization, because so many people I talk to, they misunderstand that they think the Chamber of Commerce is part of city government, and it's not. It's a completely separate organization. It's mostly funded by businesses that pay dues to be members. That's their biggest source of funding. They also get some funding from the city tourism tax on hotels, but we partner with them closely to promote the city and to promote tourism activities around town. And one of the things the Chamber has a long history of doing are their ribbon cuttings, which are either for new businesses or for significant events and milestones. And so this past month, we have been really busy with ribbon cuttings, starting off back in September. Actually, it wasn't even a ribbon cutting, but Apache Stainless celebrated their 50th anniversary, and they had a program and an event, and it was well attended, and it was just a really great event, and commemorating, you know, their started business and everything that they've contributed to the community. So that was Apache Stainless. Shortly after, we had a ribbon cutting at GPS, which is an educational organization who has a classroom in the new Generac building, the factory on the north side. And GPS is a nonprofit organization that partners with manufacturers like GPS to set up school programs in, they have a, I forget how many communities around this, the region, actually. They're branching out of Wisconsin now into other parts of the region, and actually they're looking at spreading nationwide. What this nonprofit does is it creates school programs that are very similar to youth apprenticeship programs, where students from local school districts, and Beaver Dam is one of the Beaver Dam School District is one of their partners. They funnel students to the program. The students go to classes in the morning, and the classes are focused on, you know, besides traditional high school curriculum, but also on sort of workplace readiness skills. And they attend classes in the morning, and then they go to their paid jobs in the afternoon. And now some of them are with Generac, but many of them are at other locations around the region. And it gives the students an opportunity to learn real-life skills in a real-life setting. It gives the employers an opportunity to pass on their knowledge in terms of technology and the things that are going on in their particular business that students might not necessarily have access to otherwise. And it's been very successful. They've been in business for 25 years. And so we went to a ribbon cutting. They opened up their new classroom in Beaver Dam. They started with their first group of students this fall. So that was fun and exciting. And the kids had to speak. And yeah, it was a good time. We also, last week, I attended the groundbreaking for the new middle school. So that's I find that personally really exciting. I don't know how long we've talked about the need to replace the middle school, and now it's finally happening. And so not next school year, but following the 27-28 school year, we will have a brand new middle school. That was a fun event because they had students who are, what, in 4th, 5th, and 6th grade now? No, 3rd, 4th, and 5th grade now, who will be the first three classes that are going to be attending the new middle school. So they were there, and they had little hard hats and shovels. So that was a positive event as well. In addition to all those other milestones, we have, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, at least 6 new businesses that have opened up in the last month that we've attended ribbon cuttings for. I know Larry was involved. We had one kind of milestone day where we did 3 ribbon cuttings at once.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, and all 3 of those happen to be downtown. 4 of the 5 that I mentioned are in the downtown area. We have a new women's clothing boutique called Mode House, which is opening up at 316 South Spring Street. A really cool design. Has a very kind of urban feel, I thought. Very sophisticated. I'm looking forward to that. When that opens, Beth and Daisy's, which is at 126 Front Street, they are open now. That is gifts, gift baskets, which you can personalize. Also some home furnishings. Altered by Amanda's at 130 Front Street, and Amanda does amazing things. She builds and she repurposes and she recycles furniture. Custom items made to order for clients. She also has a showroom at 130 Front Street showcasing some of the things that she's created. And she's hoping to get other local artisans who can display their home furnishing wares in her shop. So kind of make it a home furnishings boutique. At 108 Front Street, we have Copper Squared, which is men and women's consignment clothing, gently used items, shoes, accessories, men's, women's, children's, you name it, and they get new items all the time. And not only do they sell consignment, but they also will take items if you're looking to get rid of some gently used clothing. That's at Copper Squared at 108 Front Street. We went to a ribbon cutting at the Squeeze Juice Bar, and that one's at 1740 North Spring, in the old jewelry store on the north side. And that's a really cool place. They have, besides fresh squeezed drinks, they have protein bowls and avocado toast. They're open for breakfast. They have salads to go. They have a whole section of to-go items, power drinks, lots of great snacks, and a very fun atmosphere, a place you could sit down and kind of hang out. And then coming up on Wednesday, we have another ribbon cutting. The city has partnered with the Department of Tourism at the Chamber, the tourism section. And so the chamber has sponsored, the tourism committee has sponsored a mural to be added to the Beaver Dam murals. And I don't know if, how many people realize this, but there is a website where people can go, and it shows all of the Beaver Dam murals, and it gives history and background to all of the murals, so you can kind of take yourself on a guided tour. And we're adding another one now to the back of the Bank Esports building, which is at 124 North Spring. There was an old mosaic there, very old mosaic, and it had seen better days. And they've replaced it now with a beautiful new mural that depicts a retro postcard, Visit Beaver Dam. And it was, the painting was done by our own Stephen Bennett, who lives here in town. And the ribbon cutting for that is on Wednesday. So that'll be a nice addition to our collection of murals.
You mentioned a few businesses that have been around a long time, and a lot of times when we talk about economic development, we talk about attracting new business, and that's important. But tell me a little bit about the importance of, you know, retaining those businesses that have been in town for 25, 50, 75 years.
Yeah. It's important. I know this summer we had an event at Beaver Goodnight for 75 years in business. And I'll be honest, when we first moved to town, we bought appliances at Beaver Goodnight, and then my husband and I moved to a different part of the city, and I kind of forgot that they were there. And we went to the 75th anniversary, and they are going, they still have appliances, they still do their concrete work. And yeah, 75 years, that's a long time. We, Newman Pools this summer celebrated their anniversary. So it is very important for communities to recognize not just new businesses, but to keep the local businesses, you know, to keep supporting them. And that's the purpose of the chamber, is to support their members.
Very good. We are talking with Mayor Bobby Mark and Administrator Larry Berkey about all things happening at City Hall. It affects us all around Beaver Dam. We're going to take one last break, but we'll be right back. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Coming up next week on the Dam Sports Show, brought to you by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. We recap Green Bay's road trip down in Arizona, the crew season comes to an end after getting swept by LA, and we look ahead to the Wisconsin High School football playoffs. Corey Sparks and Wally Lukashansky. We are the Dam Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. Catch us each weekday from 4 until 5 on the Daily Dodge YouTube page, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, in the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Hello, this is Sandy from McKinstry's Home Furnishings. I invite you to discover Fall Downtown Fest in Beaver Dam on Saturday, October 25th, a day filled with spectacular family-friendly activities for all ages. There will be trick-or-treating at local businesses, arts and crafts, casket races, pumpkin decorating, costume parade and contests, children's games and activities. Stroll through the vendor market at the Watermark from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy food from a downtown restaurant or one of the food trucks. Stop in at McKinstry's Home Furnishings and crawl through our box maze. Enjoy live entertainment. For the adults, there's Monster Bar Crawl on Saturday evening. Discover Fall Downtown Fest fun in downtown Beaver Dam this Saturday, October 25th. For more details, visit the Fall Downtown Fest Facebook page or the visitbeaverdam.com website.
McKinstry's Home Furnishings, year after year. McKinstry.
Hi, I'm Julia Schultz with Charleston House Senior Living Community in Beaver Dam. I'd love to invite you to visit us this fall. We're offering a great fall move-in special you won't want to miss. Our high-end senior living and memory care community feels like home, with spacious units and personalized programs with 24/7 staff. You can feel confident your loved one is in great hands. Come see what makes Charleston House so special. We're located at 104 Fakes Court, Beaver Dam. Call today to schedule a tour, 920-219-4999. 4941.
Fall is the perfect time to hit the fairways at Beaver Dam Country Club. Enjoy cooler temps, vibrant views, and unbeatable fall rates. Tuesdays are just $25 for 18 holes with a cart. Weekends, only $40, cart included. There's other weekday specials too. Look ahead and start 2026 memberships early with their early bird special. Green fees for the remainder of 2025 are included. Get a jump on next season. Swing into fall. Book your tee times online at BeaverDamCountryClub.com and follow on Facebook for dining and special events.
Wayland Academy invites you to campus for their open house on Friday, October 24th, beginning at 2:30 p.m. Tour campus, residence halls, athletic facilities, talk with students, parents, administrators, and faculty as you learn about the admission process and boarding school life. Attend sample classes, enjoy dinner with current Wayland students and parents. Discover what makes Wayland the heart of the heartland during open house Friday, October 24th. Learn more at wayland.org/open-house or call 920-356-2120.
Providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV. Here is Terry Bell.
Thank you so much, Ashley. Just a few more minutes left with Beaver Dam Mayor Bobby Mark and City Administrator Larry Berkey. If you have a question or a comment, we invite you to join the conversation. This is your show, too. Go ahead and call us or text us at 920-887-8585. Or call the studio line at 885-4446. And there's a lot of fun to be had this Saturday coming up in Beaver Dam, and I think it also kind of fits into the city's goals for the downtown. That is the Fall Downtown Fest.
Yes, Terry, I'm really excited. I know, building on the success of the last, this is actually the 8th annual Fall Downtown Fest, and last year we ordered and received perfect weather, so we're keeping our fingers crossed for this Saturday as well, because that plays a big role. Last year we had over 7,000 people attend Fall Downtown Fest, and we're hoping for more this year. I love Downtown Fall Fest for a bunch of reasons, but one big reason is the fact that it's really a team effort. It's spearheaded by the Chamber of Commerce. They do a lot of the heavy lifting, but then also Downtown Beaver Dam Inclusive, which is an affiliate of the Chamber but a separate organization. They play a role. It's sponsored by local businesses, so they play a role, and then the city does contribute. So, it's just a collaborative effort to bring a lot of fun for one day to Downtown Beaver Dam. For those of you who are early risers, it's the final date for the Farmers Market of the year. So there will be, rumor has it, there's candy for those who go from stall to stall, and along with all the fresh produce and other locally produced items. There also is a fun run starting at 8 a.m. So if you want to get out, either run or walk or dance or just get out and move your body, it's sponsored by Momentum Gym, and they just are hoping community members will come out and start off the day at 8 a.m. with a 1 mile time to get a little exercise, and they're encouraging people to wear their best costumes for the fun run or fun walk. They're already, if you drive around downtown, you're seeing the Scarecrows on Parade, which is a competition. Businesses, groups, and individuals put up a scarecrow, and there will be a competition they will be judged, and there will be prizes. There's also a window decorating contest for local businesses, so if you walk around downtown, you'll have a chance to see their handiwork. Starting on Saturday morning, there will be a vendor's market at the Watermark, which includes all kinds of local arts and crafts and various products. There will be trick-or-treating at downtown businesses, so an opportunity to satisfy your sweet tooth, grab the kids, throw on their costumes, head on down, bring your pillowcases. They will be full. There is a costume contest for kids, for adults, and then also for ensembles. So that's going to be at the chamber. So swing by the chamber. They'll take your picture, and then all throughout the day they will gather the costumes, and then they will, I'm not sure who decides that one. They will be voting on the best costumes, and then they post them all on Facebook. Front Street, portion of Front Street will be closed off for family-friendly activities that include pumpkin decorating. There will be various art projects, a scavenger hunt, pumpkin bowling. The Chamber of Commerce is hosting their annual Chamber of Mystery, which is kind of like a haunted house. This is new this year, and I think this is awesome. The Dodge County Historical Society, if you've ever been to our Historical Society, is the perfect location for this. They are sponsoring a creepy doll contest.
Oh, my.
So you bring in your creepy doll between 10 and 2. You drop it off at the Historical Society. They'll all be on display, and then they will have a team of judges choose the creepiest doll. Ooh. So they'll be, yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah, I love that idea. So that they'll be announcing the winner at 2:30. All of our downtown restaurants, or many of the downtown restaurants, will have special features for the day only, or they'll have special prices. And in addition, there will be some food trucks parked downtown. The annual Witches Dance, which is always a favorite, they will be performing twice, once at 10 and then once after the Grand Procession. The Grand Procession begins at 1, and it's on South Spring Street, so get there early to get a good spot. It will include a Witches Dance. It'll include all of the caskets that are lining up for the casket race. And then at 2 o'clock, there's a kids' costume parade, so that'll also be downtown. And new this year also is the inflatable costumes races. So if you have one of those big blow-up dinosaurs or cartoon characters, I saw a really cute Pikachu the other day, and you feel like running down Spring Street, bring your costume, sign up at the chamber. The first heat is at 12:30, and there's prizes, $100 for the first place, $50 for second, $25 for third place. So get out, dig out your costume. And then the big draw, I think, for a lot of people are the casket races.
Yeah, it sounds like fun.
Yeah, yeah. The first heat is at 1:30, and they go until they come up with a final winning team. For those people who aren't familiar, each team is required to build a casket of their choosing, and they must have one team member in the casket, and then they have four team members who push the casket down Spring Street, and then there it's timed, and the winning team gets $1,000, second place gets $500, going down to fourth place. And usually the caskets always, the participants wear costumes. They always have a theme for their casket. So that's why it's fun. And if you just want to see the caskets and the teams, they will be on display in the Ooga parking lot area directly across the streets on South Spring Street. All the teams line up there and put the finishing touches on their caskets during the morning, so you can check out the pit there for all the caskets before the first race at 1:30. And then the day finally caps off with the Monster Bar Crawl, which goes from 5 to 11 with a long list of Beaver Dam bars and restaurants that are offering specials, and you know, people are encouraged to wear their costumes, and another fun event. So, boy, if there isn't something on that list that appeals to you, I would be surprised. But we're encouraging people to come and join the fun.
Larry, I was wondering if you could speak to events like this that draw a lot of people downtown, 7,000 at a time. And that's all great, and everyone has fun. But in the bigger picture, how does an event like this help keep downtown vital the rest of the year?
Yes. So when you hold an event of this magnitude, the number of people coming from out of town is very important. If you have a great time and you're coming from out of town, you're going to come back again. You're going to bring your family. You're going to come in the summer. You're going to come in the spring. You're going to want to be in Beaver Dam and enjoy the community because you have this positive memory of your engagement in the community. So it's very important. The more events you can have where you bring people from out of town or even in town where they experience the downtown, the more lively your downtown, the more important your community becomes in the region and in the state. People are going to develop a positive memory of your community, and they're going to want to come back and experience it again and again. So I would argue that having positive events is very important. And certainly developing new positive events is important as well over the long term, so that you can build that reputation across the state and across the region.
Right. So when people are thinking of moving here, if people are looking at jobs that are here, they'll have that positive connection in their minds and be eager to come.
Yes. Yes. When someone is looking for a place to live, they might say, well, you know, I had a great time when we were in Beaver Dam. We should consider that as an option. Mm-hmm. I think it's very important. Yes.
Very good. We have had a great time speaking with Mayor Bobby Mark and Administrator Larry Berkey about all things happening at City Hall that affect us around the city. It's been an hour well spent. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure.
Yeah, our pleasure, Larry. Terry, thanks so much.
You bet. You've been listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes, that'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes.
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in Wisconsin, because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Prairie Ridge Health makes it easier than ever to get your annual screening mammogram. Every Tuesday in October, Prairie Ridge Health in Columbus offers walk-in screening mammograms from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. No appointment and no referral necessary. If you're over 40 and due for your annual mammogram, stop by. We are here for you. Learn more and confirm upcoming dates at prairieridge.health/mammograms. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day, Saturday, October 25th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeBack.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeBack.com.
QBS Law in Beaver Dam and Mayville is a full-service local law firm. QBS's attorneys and skilled support staff are ready to serve all your legal needs with a personal touch. QBS handles personal injury claims, disability, litigation cases, business matters, corporate and business issues, criminal traffic and drunk driving cases, real estate transactions, probate, estate planning, and more. Call QBS Law in Beaver Dam and Mayville or visit them online at qbslaw.com.
Just a little bit longer. Please, 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 please tell them where you're going to. Now your daddy don't mind, and your mommy don't mind. If we have another dance, yeah, just the one more.
From the Slumberland Furniture Studio, this is 95.3 WBEV Beaver Dam, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Internet users worldwide still impacted by disruptions due to widespread outages hitting major websites and apps that use Amazon Web Services. The Wall Street Journal, along with Facebook, Roblox, Venmo, and some airlines are reporting issues today. Here's ABC's Rihanna Nally.
If you were up late overnight or early this morning and you were trying to catch a flight or perhaps trying to watch some of your favorite movies streamed or even play games, you might have noticed a problem with some of those apps and sites. And it was all thanks to a global outage taking down some really big name favorites. Amazon Web Services, that is a leader in the cloud infrastructure market. It reported the outage, citing an operational issue.
President Trump at the White House welcomed Australia's prime minister for talks today and announcing a deal for the U.S. to access rare earth minerals from the country. The Trump administration defending its military strikes.